Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to just take 2 minutes of your time to let you know that what I posted just literally just now. It's Friday afternoon. I've just actually recorded three new podcasts for the Inner Sanctum on my personal website. So I'd like to just introduce you to the Inner Sanctum, and hope perhaps that you might consider subscribing. This week, well, first of all, each week I do a video podcast speaking on this, that, or the other. Normally, a short series of lectures. Currently, just posted part six, what I think will be an eight-part podcast series on Shakespeare the Catholic. So each podcast is about 10 minutes, video podcast. I also each week record three audio podcasts, each of which is about 15 minutes each. So you add all this together, it's almost an hour of original content every week in the Inner Sanctum, 52 weeks of the year. So this week I've just recorded a podcast on the second part of Oscar Wilde's great poem, The Battle of the Reading Gaol. So the Poem of the Week podcast, I discuss poetry and recite poetry, and so normally it's obviously shorter poems, and we cover several poems each week. But I've just now in the midst of doing a longer poem, the famous Battle of the Reading Gaol by Oscar Wilde, which has taken 2 weeks. I began it last week and concluded it this week. And then in the Lady Dow Diary, I just talk about what I'm up to. So if you want to know what I'm up to in terms of my reading, writing, my editing work, my travels, my speaking, my teaching, just life with my family here in the upstate of South Carolina, then every week I give an update of what I'm doing in the Lady Dow Diary. And I just posted that, what I've done the last 7 days. And then the third audio podcast I record every week is the Revisiting Old Favorites, where I basically read from works that I've published in print. In other words, things that you cannot find by searching online. So in the past, I've read sample chapters from each of my 30 or 30 plus books, and I've also read from every book to which I've contributed something, at least to my knowledge, in terms of a foreword or a chapter, an introduction, etc. But currently, we're working our way through every editorial that I've written for the St. Austin Review, the magazine I edit, since its foundation in September 2001, the month of 9/11. That was the first issue. I've written the introduction to every issue since then, except for maybe two or three. I always try to write the editorial to the theme. So each issue of St. Austin Review has a theme. And so the editorial I read this week was to the theme of True North. And that's the comparing and contrasting the ignoble North of Nietzsche and the Nazis, with the noble North of Tolkien and the sagas of the Norse sagas, the Kalevala by Sibelius, these great works of Northern Europe that, in some sense, reflect the good, the true, and the beautiful, either implicitly or explicitly, in terms of Catholicism. So that was what I read this week in the Revisiting Old Favorites podcast. So in addition, if you do join the Inner Sanctum and just go to this website and check out how to do so, it's just $10 a month. You will have, as I said, an hour of new original content each week, three audio podcasts, one video podcast. But also in the archives, of course, now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things, both written and audio and video, including a 45-part full-length college undergraduate level course on C.S. Lewis and Tolkien. If you want to take a full semester course on Tolkien and Lewis without paying, well, not paying anything, paying $10 a month with all this other material thrown in, then consider joining the Inner Sanctum. In doing so, by the way, you will be supporting me my family and my work, I will be grateful for your support. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and God bless.